Good morning. Another beautiful morning. Here for a bit of a morning chat. And today's topic, pretty straightforward. Oh my God, I spilled my coffee everywhere. Today's topic is pretty straightforward. It's a bit more woo-woo than I usually am. It's a bit more about self-internalization and how you want to realize who you are. I actually wrote some notes today so I don't get too off topic, which is something that we usually do in this channel. So if you're new here, my name's Jimmy. I'm turning 30, a young father to a young guy, and I'm just sharing my journey of this self-improvement, and then hopefully it can help you guys, a bit like a bigger brother, I guess, now that I'm a bit older than most people, though it doesn't feel it. So today's about the way you talk to yourself, and like I said, it's a bit more woo-woo than I am. I come from a family where self-help and mental health and all that kind of stuff doesn't exist, but Bruce Lee said, don't speak negatively about yourself, not even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. And I think that's something that we all do to ourselves. My big limiting belief that I always tell myself is I'm broke, or I'm lazy, or I'm not this. What does that get you? Because you know that you're none of those things. You know that you want to be more than those things. Why cast aspersions on yourself, hope that's a word, over who you are? It doesn't get you anywhere. I'm not broke, but my limiting belief, no matter how much I earn, tells me that I am broke. And yours might be, I'm fat, or I could never have a six-pack. I can't have a six-pack, but I can't have a six-pack. That's a video I want to make about what my year in the gym told me. But I just wanted to know that you're trying to change, but you're also choosing that you want to change. And if you're going to continue to tell yourself you ain't shit and you can't change, well, what good do you know? Half the battle of becoming someone is telling yourself that you're that person. And watch how quickly you start to change. Well, I found this most noticeable when I started to read money books about how to make money and how to buy properties and that kind of stuff. It was as simple as changing your hows to whys and then why not. So, bit of story. I went to a Tony Robbins conference. Again, I didn't sign up for it. I went and it was fucking mind-blowing. And later on that week, my sister approached me with a property to purchase. And all of a sudden, my mindset was not, man, how can I come up with 60 grand? Because I know where I could. But the second my mind went to, all right, I could do this, or just open your possibility to the mind of doing it. Oh, how am I going to lose weight? Oh, well, I could maybe start to track my calories. I don't really like the gym, so I might just go for a walk. If you start to talk yourselves into it and how it works, even if it's not in the ultimate extreme, then you can still do it, because what we do is we're so binary in that, oh, well, I'm fat or I'm skinny, or, oh, I'm small or I'm big at the gym. I'm not good at the gym. There's so many varying aspects, a spectrum from, I don't know, fucking deadlifting 100 kilos, or sorry, bench pressing 100 kilos, or getting up the bar. Like, you could be any of those, and you are the thing that you're trying to be. I'm a gym goer. If you just go to the gym and pick up a bar. I'm a YouTuber purely because I'm posting videos on YouTube. I'm not Mr. Beast, but you can't be Mr. Beast without starting at zero subscribers. So I'm a YouTuber. I've got 50 subs. Who gives a shit? I am what I choose to be. And I want you to know your reality is not what my reality is. I don't know you. I would never cast judgment of you. You know yourself better than I do. I would never call you a loser or fat or ugly. Those are things you call yourself, and I doubt that anyone that cares about you would have called you any of those things. So the reality of you being those things are purely in your head. So speak to yourself more kindly. It's half the battle of self-improvement, acceptance of who you are. And there might be things that you're unhappy with, but choose to change those. Don't tell yourself that you are those things. Tell yourself that you're almost the complete opposite, and just watch how quickly it starts to come to fruition. Watch how quickly you start to, oh, I'm someone that keeps a diary. Watch how quickly something as benign as that starts to become reality. So that's today's video, my quick topic. Quite a bit more passionate than that, I thought, because it's something that I struggle with quite a bit, telling myself 101 things that other people have told me that I am, so therefore I tell myself that I am, and you don't then improve. So I'm YouTube, folks. Peace out.